Okay, let's get into Yechezkel Perek Chav Dalid. After this Perek, that will be halfway out of the 48 Prakim here in Sefer Yechezkel. But we start with Perek Chav Dalid, which is a very emotional Perek. A lot happens in this Perek. A lot of well-known things to talk about. Let's see what we can do. So this Perek starts off with a mashal of what's going to happen, the mashal of a pot filled with water and filled with wood, and everything is put into the pot, and ultimately it's put on fire, and that's the mashal for everybody being surrounded into the pot, and being put into the pot of Yerushalayim, and ultimately being destroyed and burned. That is what part one of the Perek. Part two of the Perek has a tragic story that Yechezkel is told by Hashem, you will be a mashal for Am Yisrael. And he is told that his wife is going to die that day. So he's told in the morning, his wife dies that night, and Hashem says, you will not observe any Avelus. You won't do any of the customs. And that will be a simon that everybody will ask you, what are you doing? This is what's going to happen. You're going to lose the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to lose all your family, and you are not going to have Avelus for various reasons, as we'll see. We will end the parak off with one ray of hope, as we will talk about when we get there, Be'ezus Hashem. So, Vayhi Dvar Hashem Eli, the parak starts off, though, also with the Yesod. Hashem said to me, Bashana HaTashiyas, in the ninth year of Tzidkiyo, Bachodesh HaSiri, Be'ezus HaChodesh, Lemar, what day is this? Asar B'teves. On the 10th day of the 10th month, that is Asar B'teves, 2.5 years before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The siege that started that day was going to be 2.5 years long, right? It's Teves in the middle of the winter, so till that summer, and then another 2 years, 2.5 years will be the siege. Ben Adam, and he is told what is happening. Ksav lecha eshem hayom esetzem hayom azeh. Write down today, Hashem says him, so that people will see, because I'm going to tell you what's happening. Samach melech Bavel Yerushalayim batzem hayom azeh. The king of Bavel is surrounding and putting a siege on Yerushalayim today. So later on, when they find out that this is the day that it started, they will know this pasuk and this writing down will be a way of proving the imut of Yechezkel's nevuah. The Radak says here, Yedu, through this writing, he's going to write down the day, and they'll realize months later when they get the message when the siege started on that exact day. Yedu ki navi haya besocham the emes heim dvarav sheomer lohem b'shem Hashem v'lo yishmu od el nevi'ei sheker. Hopefully this will help and will wean them away from the nevi'ei sheker. That's be'etzem hayom hazeh. The phrase be'etzem hayom hazeh is much discussed in the context of Asara B'teves, because there is a much-discussed Abu Draham. The Abu Draham seems to say, some want to say he doesn't say it, but the Abu Draham seems to say that because it says here, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, so that means that even if Asara B'teves would fall out on Shabbos, it can never fall out on Shabbos according to our calendar, but if it would fall out on Shabbos, then we would fast. We would fast even if it falls on Shabbos, just like Yom Kippur, even though it's a time that's Drabanan. Sefer Abu Draham says, Afilu hayachal b'Shabbos lo hayicholim l'tchoso liyom acher. We wouldn't be able to push it off to another day. Mipnei she'nemar bo be'etzem hayom hazeh k'mo b'yom kippurim. So it doesn't say that we would fast. It just says that we wouldn't push it off. So 99% of the Mefarshim assume this means that they would fast on Shabbos. Rav Asher Weiss writes in one of his farms that he thinks it could just mean that it has to be be'etzem hayom hazeh, it's in the day, and if the day is Shabbos, then it's just pushed off and we don't fast. Right, the opposite. But this is how Rov Achronim, the Beis Yosef, quotes it. It says V'lo yadati minayin lozeh. Pashas, the Beis Yosef, understood it kipshuta that we would fast even on Shabbos, and he doesn't know why. Reb Chaim talks about it in the Grach Halashas and Sivan Mem Dalid. Why is this different than other Taanios? And he says the only one that goes on Shabbos is a pine Tainus Chalom. Tainus Chalom is Dafka. The Chazinim is at the Shach Tainus B'Shabbos. You see from there that there is it's Shayach to talk about. Rak to Bechol Machom Nidchem Ebrei Shabbos Bishum to Gam Lomacher Yecholom Lehis Anos. Aval Tainus Chalom, Domer Begumar Diyafa Lachalom Kishimisana Bobayom. When it comes to a Tainus Chalom, where you just pushing it off is not going to have the same effect. You have to have it the same day of the dream. So then that's why it is not Nidche. Reb Chaim continues and says that's why Aser B'Teves is different. To Bechol Taanios Bepneyama Oraos. All of the fasts were did in the month. What does that mean? Let's just finish and then we'll explain. Did in the day. Therefore, you can't push it off. It's not a did in the month, it's a did in the day. The Minchas Chinuch is the one who explains this, who expands upon this. Minchas Chinuch says in Mitzvah Shin Aleph that the pasuk in Zechariah that discusses the fast days that says the tzom ha-raviv, tzom ha-chamishi, tzom ha-siri, right? They'll switch to Sasur and Simcha. It doesn't give dates of the month there, right? It just gives months. So therefore, it's a din of the month. Chazal were koveid on which month, but the din of the different Kabbalah of the pasuk is really in the month. That's why Shavuos of Tammuz, the Gemara discussed. Why is it the 17th day of Tammuz, right? By the other base of Mikdash, it was on a different day. I think it was the 9th day of Tammuz, I don't remember, but they picked one because they did in the month. But explains Reb Chaim, and based on this connected to this Menchas Chinuch, when it comes to Asar B'Tevi, it's the din of the day. Din of the day, that's why you can't be pushed off, and that's why it is different. Why? What's so special about it? That is not for now. We'll see at the end if there's time, but that is the message of Asar B'Tevi. The Netziv also discusses Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh. He uses this to argue with the Ramban. The Ramban writes in Torah Sa'adam that really all the fast days, Be'ikaron, should have all the Inuyim. Should have all the Inuyim. It's just that we don't do it. We don't do it. But really, technically, it's Yesh LaHachmir. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this, Torah Sa'adam, for all the Inuyim. But the Netziv in the Hemek Sheila, in Kuf Nun Ches, assumes not. Because here it says, Be'atzam Hayom Hazeh, which means it should start, the fast should start by day. By day, according to the Ramban, it should be at night. Why only Be'atzam Hayom Hazeh? Unless you say, the Rinas Yisklik discusses, unless you say this means that Be'atzam Hayom Hazeh means you don't need the Tosefes, but you also have the night. Either way, that's what Be'atzam Hayom Hazeh also might mean. Okay, either way we continue. Says the Pasuk that Yecheskel received this nevuah again on Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh on Asara B'Teves. And what is the nevuah? That the Melech Bavel surrounded Yerushalayim. And the mashal is, it's like everybody's going to go into the pot, into the siege. U'mesholol beis hameri mashal. Tell the rebellious people a mashal. V'mar talim. Tell them this. Komar Hashem Elokim shvos hasir shvos. Put the pot on the fire. V'gam... Yitzok b'mayim, put water in it. Dafka seer, interesting, if we think back to Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, that is where the people said to Yechezkel and said to the Yirmiyo, nothing's going to happen, we're going to stay here in our houses and we're going to cook and we're going to stay as far as much as we want. And the same word is used. He has seer v'anachnu abasar, right? We're staying here, we're not going anywhere. So Dafka, that mashal is used. Esof nesachel leha. Pasuk continues, right? Put the pieces in it, right? Put all the people, all the Jews. Kol nesach tov yarach v'kasev. All the good pieces, all the good spots. Mivchar ha'atzamim malei. Fill it up with the nice bones. Mivchar ha'atzom lakoach. Buy the best pieces of meat. All the Jews, from the best to the ones who have trouble. V'gam dur ha'atzamim tachteh. Put bones under it. Some say this means the bones of those people who were killed, the bones that were tortured. That's going to help fuel the fire. Ratach resachecha gam bashlu atzameh batocha. You're going to cook the bones. Radak says it's going to be so hot that even the bones are going to be singed and burned. You usually need a lot of cooking to cook the bones. Meat is easy. But bones, says the Radak, kol kach tavir ha'esh shetartiach hasir at shafilu ha'atzamim shem kashim lizpasho yispash. It's going to be so hot. That's the mashal. What's the nimshal? Lachin komar Hashem Elokim oy ir hadamim. Remember Yerushalayim in this sefer is called ir hadamim, the city of blood. The city of blood because they killed and they did terrible sins, and the city that's going to be blood because a lot of them are going to be killed. Ir hadamim seer asher chelasa ba, the seer, the pot that has chelasa. What's chelasa? The mitzvah sion zuhama, right? Filth and dirt. Chelasa ba, it's a pot that has disgusting things in it. The chelasa lo yatsa mimena, and it hasn't left. They haven't done tshuva. Take it out piece by piece. Rashi says, even though often when something's ready, you take it out altogether, right? The meat gets ready altogether. But here it's golus achar golus. Hayotzi v'nafal ala kazdim ish ish levado. It's not going to be all together. They're not going to have that nechama of going out together. There's going to be different levels of exile. Lo nafal aleha goro. Right? There won't be a goro where now it's finished. Kidama betocha haya al tzachiyat sela samasu. There was blood in it. On the rock it was placed. Lo shafachtiha al haaretz v'chasos al avafra. I'm not letting it be covered. Hashem says, I'm keeping the blood there, so I see it and I punish because of it. What is this referring to? One more pasuk. Lahalos chema linkom nakam. Why is the blood there? In order to take revenge. Nasadi es dam al tzachiyat sela. I put it on the rock. Levilti kasos. Not to be covered. This, of course, is referring to the blood of Zechariah. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Gittin on Daf Nun Zayin, the blood of Zechariah was still boiling years later. Asher chela dami de Zechariah, Nevuzradon comes into the Beis HaMikdash and he finds Zechariah. Zechariah, who was the Kohen Gadol and who was the Navi, Tavika Mirtach, Vesalik, it was bubbling. Omar Mayhai, he says to the people there, what blood is this? Amrule dam zvachim, dishtabich. They say, oh, it's animal blood that was shechted. I see dami velo idmi. He brings an animal, he shechts it, he sees, no, it's not the same. Amrule amisuli mutav. He says, tell me what it is, and then fine. Vilav masreket al bisraichu bemasreket deparzli. I'm going to scrape all your flesh with combs of steel if you don't tell me what blood this is. Amrile, they say, my name alecha. What should we say? Nevi haviban. There was a navi davi kamuchach la bemilu dishmaya. There was a navi that was reproving us and trying to improve us. Kaminan alayu v'katlin alay. And we got up and we killed him. And therefore, it's still boiled. And Nevuzradan thinks to himself, what do I have to do to get this blood to stop boiling? He said, Anamar Bafisnalay, I see Sanhedrin Gedola, Sanhedrin Katana, Katali Lave, killed all the Sanhedrin, Velonach, Bachurim, Besulos, Katali Lave, Velonach, he killed youngsters, he killed babies, Tinoch Shabis Rabban, Velonach, Amarle, says Nevuzradan to the blood, Zachariah, Tovim Shebahemi Vadatim, Nichalchad Abdinu Lakulhu, you want me to kill all of them? Once he said it, it stopped. And unbelievably, at that moment, Nevuzradan thinks to himself, "Hear her tshuva b'dayte." He says, "Oyve, ma imal nefesh achas kach hahu gavra tekata kolhani nishmas alachas kama v'kama." If for killing one soul, look what happens—the blood boils for years. You know how many people I killed? Araki ran away. Ozel shadar star partsasa bebeisei. The Igayer, and he converted. And the Gemara says, Nevuzradan was a Ger Tzedek, and he converted, and he left the fold of Rome. But that's this pasuk. Lalos chema linkom nakam. Says Yecheskel, this is what is going to happen, right? This is going to happen in 2.5 years from now when Nevuzradan comes in and destroys the Beis Hamikdash. Nasati es dama al tzachiach sela levilti hikasos lochein komar Hashem Elokim oy ir adamim. Hashem says again, woe is to this city. Gamani agdil hamadura, and I'm going to make the fire bigger. Meaning what? It's not just the time of Hester upon him, Hashem taking away his watching over us, his hashgacha, but it's active. Agdil amadura, harbe eitzim hadleka eish, more wood, more fire, hasim abasar. V'harkacham erkacham, I'm going to mix in spices to make it cook well. V'achmano litzlan, v'atzamos yecharu, v'amideh gechaleh reka, and it'll be on its coals empty. It's all going to be emptied out, all of Yerushalayim, because everybody's been away from me. Again, we can't fathom the avodah zarah that was done, but te'unim helas, Hashem is become weary from all the trickery, for those seitzim imana rabas chalasa, but eish chalasa, and the only way to get it out was through fire. But tomaseich zima yanti hartich v'lo tahart. I tried to be metar you and purify you in other ways. It didn't work. Mitomaseich lo titari od ad hanichi es chamasi bach. Until I put my anger on you and cleanse you, that's the only way that I will get you back to where I need you. Ani Hashem dibarti ba'ava sisi lo efrav lo achus lo anachem. I will not have compassion because I've given you all the chances. That's part one. Part two, Pasuk Tesvav. Ve'idvar Hashem Eli Limar ben Adam. Hineni lokeach mimcha es machmarei necha b'magefa. I'm going to take from you the love of your life. The machmarei necha, the mitzudis, chemda v'ahuv. He loved her in a magefa. What's the emphasis of magefa? So the Radak says she wasn't sick. Shelo yikdam lacholi. And that's the mofes. That's the mofes. That's what's going to be the sign. Ki pitom yavo shivram and they're not going to think that there's a whole sickness beforehand. Even though it was, it's going to be there. And the next day, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. Imagine if we lived in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. It's there. Somebody told us that tomorrow. Yeah, they've been surrounding us and this stuff going on. But did we ever think that the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't be there? That's what's going to happen. And Ben Adam, I'm going to take her. Velo tispod, velo tivke, velo tavo demasecha. You won't give hespedim. You won't cry, and you won't cry for her. That's the emotional, the chiyuvim of hespedim. But also, next pasuk is teaches us many laws of avelos, because Yecheskel is told not to do any of this. Heanog dom, be silent. Be silent. Mesim, Hanokdo, Mesim, Eva, Lotase. You're not going to act as Avelos. Pe'ercha, Chavashalecha. You're going to wear your glory. The Gemara Darshan, this is referring to the tefillin. the first day of Avelos, there's no tefillin, but you're going to wear your pe'er. Una alecha tasim raglecha. You're going to wear shoes, right? Usually there's an isra nilas hasandal. Velosata al safam. You won't cover your mustache. Usually there's a atifas harosh by Avel. Velechem anashim losocha. You want to feed other people's food. Usually other people give you food, right? All of this is going to happen, right? Rashi, the Radak quotes the Gemaras in Moed Katan, right? What the makar for this is, the isra of you can learn Torah, and usually the Avel is aser b'sheila shalom. Right on these two, Beil Hashem Tasu. They so those two, Hanok Dome. That's it. Those two words. The Gemara Darshins is that that's the only thing that you're gonna act as an Avel. Right, Aser B'Shel Hashem Adivrei Torah. Radak Beil Hashnayim Tasu Min Agevel Latzuach V'Ladam Avol B'Shar Dvarim Lo. Nothing else. Again, Avelus is a mitzvah. Avelus is a mitzvah. Right, at least a mitzvah derabanan. Bali Tosfos say Avelus is a mitzvah derabanan. The Rambam says, and the Rif says that Avelus is daraisa. At least the first day is daraisa. Right, that's the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Avel, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, describing the tzvah of Avelus. Again, a mitzvah is not something that we want to do. Right, we don't wish that we could do all mitzvos, including this mitzvah. We don't wish it upon anybody. But a mitzvah means how we act and react in every situation in life. So here's the Rambam: Mitzvah asel hisabel ala krovim. Shnei Amar, and he quotes the pasuk by Aaron HaKohen, V'yachal dichat asayom ha'ite b'nei Hashem. But then the Rambam says, Ein Avelus min haTorah ela b'yom rishon bilvad, shu yom ha'miso v'yom ha'kvura. Only one day, Avelus Daraisa, and as long as it's death and burial on the same day. Avel Shara Shiva Yomim Eina Din Torah, the other 7 days are Durabanan, and then the Rambam asks on himself, Afal Pi Shinemar Batorah Vayas Laviv Avel Shivas Yomim, even though I know it says in Parshas Vayechi, the brother said Shiva for 7 days. So how could I say that Avelus is only one day? It's a pasuk in the Chumash. Nitna Torah V'nischat Shehalacha. The Rambam quotes the Lashon from a Gemara in Masechah Shabbos. Once the Torah is given, halacha is mischadesh. And we've spoken about that often. We've had shiurim on that, meaning we don't learn halacha from before Maimid Har Sinai. We can learn messages of the halacha. We can learn ideas. But technically, we keep halacha. The source of our halachic mesorah starts at Har Sinai. That's the Rambam's forceful words in Pirshim Mishnayis and Chulin on Daf Kuf, where the Rambam says, Ata tzorach ladas, you have to know that the reason we do everything, the reason we do milah, the reason we don't do idei v'menachai, the reason v'chulu, everything is because Moshe Rabbeinu told us at Har Sinai. Everything before is the history of the mitzvah, but not the reason that it is binding upon us. The Rambam says that in the context of Avelus, but here, Yechezkel is told not to do Avelus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him not to do Avelus. So, right, Yesh koach b'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lakar davar ben HaTorah b'kum v'aseh. But here's b'sheh v'altasa. But, or kum v'aseh, with the tefillin, with the shoes, v'chulu. Good, Va'adaber, and what happened? Va'adaber l'amba boker, and Yechezkel says, I told everybody in the morning, Hashem told me my wife's going to die. Va'tamas ishti ba'erev, and his wife died. Va'as ba'boker kasher tzuvesi, and I did in the morning exactly what I was commanded. What exactly did he do in the morning? The Rinas Yitzchak here has a discussion. Did he bury her in the morning? Did he wait to bury her? Did he bury her at night? And just did these other symbols in the morning. There's a discussion, he quotes from the Shagas Aryeh. Is one, the one does one violate Baltalin if one buries, if one dies during the night and he wait till the morning to bury? Because the Malbim here says that he buried, Dafka in the morning. You could say that he waited and delayed Lichvoda. If that was the case, so there's really no Baltalin. Either way, that's a discussion, just in Lumdis. If someone dies during the night, you have to have a whole night that goes by for Baltalin or not. But either way, he says here that he did what Hashem told him to do. What are you doing? They saw that he wasn't doing Avelus for his wife. But Omar Alem, I said, Dvar Hashem Haya Elai Lemar, I told him. And more Lebes Yisrael, Kamar Hashem Elokim, Hinni Mechalas Mikdashi Geonuschem Machmad Einechem. Right, just like we saw before, Machmad Einechem, that was the Machmad Einecha was the wife. Machmad Einechem is the Beis Hamikdash. Right, the Abarbanel says, and the Abalbim says, because the Beis Hamikdash, it was our marriage to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was our wedding hall, and destroying it is like when one loses a wife. And the Abarbanel says it's not because his wife did anything wrong. It was b'magefa, right? Sometimes nitfas ba'avon hador, nitfas ba'avon ha'ir. But this Beis HaMikdash also, says the Abarbanel, nitfas, did the Beis HaMikdash do anything wrong? Nitfas ba'avon ha'anashim, right? And therefore it's going to be destroyed. The Gemara in Sanhedrin also connects these Lashonos of Machman Einechem and Einecha. The Gemara says that when somebody loses their wife that they've had from their younger years, right, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in their eyes. That's the Gemara Sanhedrin Chav Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Adam Shemesa Ishta Rishona, Ki'ilu Chara Beis HaMikdash Biyamav, Shene Amar, And then it says, two psukim later, the Gemara quotes it, the same phrase. And the Marsha there says, because it's an ongoing avelos, right? It's very difficult to get over. Avalishta Rishona, Efshar Bechazara. Right, we continue to mourn for the Beis HaMikdash, and when somebody loses the Eishes Ne'urim, Rachmana Litzlan, that happens too. So Yechezkel says, that's what I'm doing. My wife died, and the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. Right, all the children are going to be taken. Vasisem kasher asisi. And says Yechezkel, all of you will do exactly, all the Jews will do exactly like I'm doing. They won't be able to observe Avelus. Why not? Rashi has 2 days. Rashi says either, because there's not going to be any Menachemin. Lo tinhagu Avelus, ki ein Menachemin lachem, she'ein b'chem echad shel ye'avel. Ve'in Avelus el b'makom Menachemin. Little unusual, right? Some Achronim point out, what, if there's no Menachemin, there's no Din Avelus. Of course there's Din Avelus. Maybe it just means you won't feel comforted because you won't have any Menachemin. Davar Acher, says Rashi, they won't be mourning or crying because the Babylonians will be there. And they won't let them. Okay? Continues Yechezkel, Asafam lo satu, Alechem Nashem lo sochelu, Ufe'erchem al Roshechem, right? Everything, all of the halachas of Avelus and Hesped and Bechia won't happen. Unumakosim babonosechem, you will be rotting in your sins, Unahavtim ishalochiv. Vaye Yechezkel lochem lo moface, and Yechezkel will be for a moface for you. Gechol asher asa ta'asu, everything that he did, that's what's going to happen. Vidatem, and ultimately you will know, Ki ani Hashem Elokim, I am Hashem. The Sefer Ikarim quotes this pasuk in a very interesting piece in Gimel Chaf Aleph, where he says many times in Tanakh we have something that is symbolic, but that doesn't mean that it's not literal. So, for example, the Mishkan is very symbolic of a lot of things, but it doesn't mean that there wasn't an actual Mishkan. The different parts of our body are symbolic of spirituality, right? Every limb is a mitzvah, but it doesn't mean there aren't actual body parts. Yerushalayim Shel Mata and Yerushalayim Shel Mala, and then he quotes. Oh, this pasuk, he says, Yechezkel was a mofes. Doesn't mean he wasn't a real person. Wasn't real, he didn't exist. He says, V'lo amrkin lahachish mitzius Yerushalayim, b'chulu. Sorry. K'mo shalo nachish mitzius Yechezkel, v'ayosu mitzad atzmo l'tachlis, nichbad k'mitzius echa menas adikim, b'avur shamar kasuv, v'yechezkel lechan l'mofes. There was a real Yechezkel, even though he was a mofes, he was a model, but he quotes this pasuk in that way. Either way, the parak then ends off. V'ata ben adam alo b'yom kachti mechem me'em es ma'uzam, on the day that I take it, on the day that I take the Beis HaMikdash, es machmar eneyem v'al es masa nafsham, b'yom ahu, on that day, yavo ha'palite lecha l'ashmos aznayim. The palit, the one who escaped, will come to you, and on that day, b'hum mohu yipasach picha es ha'palit, your mouth will then open, u'sadaber v'losi elemod, and it won't be mute anymore. Right? The psukim earlier, parak gimel, pasach avav, Hashem said, Ki'ilu, that you're going to be mute, they're not going to listen to you. Then they're going to listen to you. The Pashas of the Pasuk, the Radak here quotes, that the Pashas of the Pasuk, when it says on that day, it doesn't mean on the date of the Chorban, because they didn't know right away. It means months later. The Radak quotes the Pasuk later on, that on the fifth day of Teves is when they found out. On the fifth day of Teves, a few months later. So maybe that's what it means. On that day, everybody will realize what you were saying was true, and they'll start listening to you. You won't be mute. Maybe that's what it means in this context. There is a way Barbanel says maybe it means that day. What do you mean that day? Maybe if the palit is like a vision, a malach vision, maybe that's what it means. On that day, you'll have a vision. The palit is not literal, right? He quotes that in the Pirkei de Belazar, in this Parak of Zion, it says that the palit is malach Michael. So maybe that's what it means. So it's even on that day, he will be able to start talking. But the Abarbanel here ends with the Yesod Gadol. What does this mean, that you'll be able to start talking? Hashem is assuring Yechezkel that after there's a Churban Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't mean that Nevuah is going to end. Chas v'shalom, don't think it's all over. They haven't listened to you. No more Beis HaMikdash is done. No. V'shar, he says, Bezmana hu atzmo achar achurban yiftach pi anavi in bias apalit. V'yitchazku nevuosav. Ironically, dafka then they're going to be nevuos. And he says, V'shar nevuos shabu acharav atzof ha-sefer. Now, soon it's going to start all the nevuos about Bayashlishi, about Geula, about Yeshua. Shem kulam nechamo shekulam hera elav acharei bo apalit. And that's what the pasuk here says. According to the Barbanel, Bayomahu, the palit's going to come, and he's going to open your mouth. Meaning there's going to be geula, there's going to be a achris after this destruction. So we have a little a light in this perek, in this harsh perek, but we have a little light here as we finish off the first half of Sefer Yechezkel.